Back in Aunt Beth's house, Leo shouted,
I've just seen Romeo and Juliet.
I've seen that too,
answered Anna.
It's a good film.
No,
cried Leo.
I've just seen the real people.
Are you joking?
Ben asked.
Today isn't April Fool's Day,
said Anna.
It's true,
cried Leo.
Follow me.
The children ran through the door in Aunt Beth's study, and then suddenly they were in the middle of a beautiful old town.
See,
said Leo.
Isn't this Verona?
I don't know,
Ben said.
I've never read Romeo and Juliet.
Leo looked around.
We're in a different part of the story now. I think Romeo and Juliet have just married in secret.
Suddenly, a man was running towards them with a sword in his hand and an angry look in his eye.
I'm looking for Romeo,
he said.
Has he come into town today yet?
Yes, but he's already gone home,
lied Anna.
Who is that?
Whispered Ben.
His name is Tybalt,
answered Leo.
He's Juliet's cousin. He hates Romeo and his family, the Montagues.
What?
Demanded Tybalt.
Are you Montagues?
His sword was very close to the children now, but suddenly he pulled it away. Two other men were walking down the street. It was Romeo and a good friend.
I've found you!
Shouted Tybalt angrily.
Oh no!
Said Leo.
In the play, there's a terrible fight now. At the end of it, Romeo's friend and Tybalt are dead.
What can we do?
Cried Ben. The three men all had their swords in their hands now. Anna stepped forward.
Stop!
She said.
Don't fight! Romeo and Juliet are in love.
Is this true?
Asked Tybalt. Romeo nodded. Anna smiled.
Look, we've just changed the story. Now there's no fight and no sad ending. It's fantastic.
I'm not sure,
said Leo nervously.
Maybe we've just made a very big mistake.